Hi guys, thanks for listening to this episode. This is the mini movie review number 4. This one's about 2017's The Babysitter. I'm pretty excited to see this one. I've heard some really good things and it sounds like it gets pretty crazy. Basically, it's a movie that's about a 12-year-old boy who has a attractive babysitter come and watch him, and he starts to slowly figure out that she is part of some sort of satanic cult, and a bunch of things start getting crazy with that, and so I'm excited to watch it. To me, maybe he's really immature. 12 seems a little young to have a babysitter, or a little old to have a babysitter, but maybe not. I guess not. 12's not bad. Especially if maybe his parents are going, like, out of town for the weekend or something. I don't know. So I'll find out. But basically, a little bit about the movie again. It's 2017. It premiered on Netflix October 13th, 2017. In December 2016, Netflix acquired the rights for distribution from New Line Cinema. And so that's where I'm watching it today, is on Netflix. It's supposed to be a horror comedy, so we'll see. It runs 85 minutes, and it's rated TV-MA, so for mature audiences. And again, like I said, it has some really good reviews and things like that, so I'm excited to see it. This movie is directed by Mick G and is written by Brian Duffield. The film stars Samara Weaving, Judah Lewis, Hannah Mae Lee, Robbie Arnell, and Bella Thorne. Yeah, so it'll be pretty fun. Just one of those, you know, kind of crazy babysitter-type movies, you know. So, yeah. So I'm going to get ready here and go watch it. 2017's The Babysitter, and I'll be back to talk about it. Okay, and I'm back. I'm sitting here with my cat, Gus. He's fallen asleep, so if you do hear any purring, I don't really think you will, but if you do, that's what it is. So I just finished watching The Babysitter, and I liked it. I thought it was really, I mean, it has, you know, it has its flaws and stuff, but I mean, it was really fun. If you like horror and like kind of a spoof and silliness to it, it definitely has that. I mean, it starts out, I really like the kid who played it. I think his name was Judah Lewis. So yeah, I thought he did a great job. I really like the kid. The movie kind of starts out really well in that it sets up the characters so that you really kind of get to know the main characters, or at least kind of something about them. Even his name is Cole in the movie. Even Cole's parents you kind of get to know a little bit about, but it's mostly about how Cole is treated in school. You know, he's kind of the weird kid. He's definitely one of the cooler 12-year-olds I've ever met or ever seen. You kind of forget that he's 12 on some stuff, but sometimes that's how movies are played anyway. I really liked him, though. He did a really great job. I think the kid, like the kid itself in the movie, Cole, I thought he was a cool kid. But it basically kind of goes from there and explains the relationship between him and his babysitter, Bee. And Bee, she is a pretty cool babysitter. It's played a lot for, like, she's so pretty and he's so like excited because they go swimming together and she's in a bikini and all this stuff, but it's not enough to where it gets like creepy. I mean, it's still, because she's completely like platonic with the stuff, you know, like they're just buds. So for him, it's more of being smitten, but he still has fun with her and she treats him like a person, which he really appreciates. But for her, you know, it's more like, you know, it's this kid that he's pretty cool, and so I'm gonna hang out with him. So I mean, it's nice because she's almost like too cool, where you're like, that's where you're kind of like, okay, I know something's wrong anyway, because like she's really cool. And so basically, Cole's parents go out of town for like the weekend, and Bee is staying with him like the whole time, and it's brought on a couple times about how he's a little old for a babysitter. And at first I was like, yeah, because he's 12. But the fact that his parents are gone for the weekend or so, I could see where you would maybe have someone stay, or, you know, or have them go to a relative's house or something. So, I mean, it wasn't that big a deal, but, like, she definitely hangs out with him, which I thought was kind of cool. You know, she kind of stands up for him and stuff. So they set it up to be, like, a real nice relationship between the two of them. And what's also nice about the movie is there's a lot of foreshadowing that actually comes to play that is written out really well in the movie. There were at least three or four points that I noticed where I was like, oh yeah, that was from the beginning, or that was from when he mentioned that to his dad, or, you know, something like that. So that was kind of nice, where it kind of had a follow through on the plot writing, where you would see something and it would come to play later in the movie. There were also a couple parts where it kind of pulled like a Zombieland or something like that, where they would have like words up on the screen for comedic effect, which was, I mean, it was fine. It wasn't a lot to where it was like annoying or anything, but it was still kind of like, okay, I get it. You know, it's kind of a funny teen kind of movie. And so I liked some of the way it was shot. There were a couple parts where it was like a point of view from him, a point of view from Cole, you know, walking around. And then there's like, I don't know, it starts out really good. I liked it. The parts I didn't really like, there were a couple parts where it was like, that really, like, he should have been more hurt than he was. I understand it's a movie, but it's like, there were a couple things that happened where he was like, he had to have broken something, and how is he not really hurt? But there, you know, there's fun action and things like that, and like I said, the jokes are funny, and things come back into play, and so that's great. Now, as for the kills, they're pretty gory. So if you are sensitive to mostly blood, because there's a lot of it, it is a satanic cult, so you gotta, you know, collect your blood somehow, I guess, and at least in this movie, for the whatever, you know, the ritual they're wanting to do. And there's a lot of it, and what's kind of fun is it kind of comes out of nowhere first, you know, like a lot of the kills, which are fun. Some of the kills are kind of inventive, some are kind of predictable. There were a couple where I was like, okay, yeah, I know this is gonna happen, but I have seen a lot of horror movies, so that could be why too. I was able to predict a couple things before they happened, but it's still really fun, and like I said, the kills are bloody. So if some of them were even making me wince a little bit. I'm not super big on like a whole lot of, I don't know, a lot of it was just in your face. So if you're not into the whole like blood scene, it's not that it was super gory where it was like body parts or anything like that. It was just a lot of blood. So just, you know, fair warning, there's a lot of that in there. It's still a really funny movie. And another part that I wasn't super fond of was some of the music in the movie was a little like greatest hitsy. Like, it was like they had some Queen and stuff in there where it was kind of like, I don't know. To me, it didn't quite fit. I don't know. I know they were trying to make it some sort of like teen coming of age movie. So maybe that was why they threw that kind of stuff in, but it kind of pulled me out of it a little bit. But I mean, all in all, like I said, the kid was great. The supporting characters were great. I also wasn't a huge fan on, because like B has this group of four other, I guess, like high school students that are kind of in on whatever ritual she's doing, and the guy in it is not play, I don't know, he wasn't played, like his character wasn't written very well. Like, he was fine, he had a couple good one-liners, but some of the stuff he was doing and saying was just weird to be weird and crazy, and like it didn't make much sense. So I was like, okay, I get it, he's, you know, he's supposed to be goofy or something, but it was like, you know. And then there was this other chick who's kind of like a cheerleader that she was a little annoying, which I guess it kind of comes to play where they're like, oh my gosh, she's so annoying, you know, but like that was, you know, it, you know, for her. So those two characters were a little one-dimensional, but the other ones were a little more mysterious, at least to me a little bit. I did like B, like I said, I thought she was cool. She seemed like a cool chick, you know, up until all the other stuff. I mean, it's a pretty fun movie. It, like I said, it's only 85 minutes long. So I mean, it's didn't feel like it was super long or anything, you know, so you get in, get out. And, you know, a pretty good amount of stuff happens. Like I said, good kills and stuff. So, I mean, all in all, it was pretty good. If I had to give it a rating, I'm gonna choose syringes for this one. I like to pick something that kind of stands out in the movie. So, out of 10 syringes, I'm rating The Babysitter from 2017 6.5 syringes out of 10. I think it was pretty fun. It was pretty well shot. The gore was crazy, and it was funny, and, you know, it just had a little bit of everything for everyone. So I would definitely recommend checking it out. Again, 6.5 out of 10 syringes I give The Babysitter 2017, and I guess that concludes my review for The Babysitter. Again, I do recommend it if you're into horror comedy kind of stuff, and you're looking for a fun time, you know, I would definitely check it out. And thanks for listening.